For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
is Don Jeffries here with you, guest hosting the Power Hour again, dealing with some technical glitches, which is my want. It's been kind of the bane of my existence for as long as I've been doing this. Obviously pleased to be here today. I love talking with you all, so a bunch of you will call in. The number to call in is 844-769-2944. I want you to please consider that the Power Hour is 100% listener-supported platform. It means without your support, we wouldn't exist. To make a donation, please visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829. Okay, so those of you, I think most of you know me, but I've been down these rabbit holes for a time. I started down the JFK Nation rabbit hole. That's what got me sucked into all this when I was a teenager. I worked in mid-1970s. I was working for Mark Lane's group, Citizens Committee of Inquiry. Mark Lane was probably the most famous critic of the Warren Report. He wrote Rush to Judgment. He testified before the Warren Commission. He was Oswald's mother, Marguerite, Oswald's lawyer, representing Oswald's interests before the Warren Commission. So he was my hero, and my politics were fashioned after his. He was a civil libertarian. I still am a civil libertarian. Unfortunately, there aren't many of us left. So I'm on the left, but the left has left me. So I sound like a right winger most of the time now. So anyhow, let's look at some of the top headlines here. I got to tell you, I'm not as interested in foreign news. People who listen to me know that I really concentrate so much on domestic issues because I don't pretend to know what's going on in the world. I know it's a messed up place, but I look around me and I see what's happening in this country, and we're collapsing everywhere. So we're looking at some of the headlines here. West Virginia is apparently the first state that is going against the assisted suicide agenda. And those of you who know about Canada, it's one of the, I think, one of the most hideous things about that particular culture at this point is that you can basically call somebody up like ordering a pizza and they'll come and kill you and they won't ask too many questions about it. I don't know if we want that here. I can't believe Canadians want it. There's lots of us that are depressed. People suffer from depression. People have bad days. You have a breakup with somebody. Maybe you got fired from your job. I mean, just a million things can go wrong and make you despondent. But they shouldn't be, taking you by the hand and leading you up to the rooftop. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, but it's part of the pro-death culture that we have, and it's emulated on Canada, especially states like Oregon, California, and Colorado. The agenda is growing there. So let's hope West Virginia can be successful so we can have at least one state to try to go against this, what is a pro-death agenda. Andrew Cuomo, who was a former governor, of course, of New York, and did such a sterling job during COVID. He's finally going to testify in the House before hearing on the nursing home policy. As those of you remember, it was a disastrous policy where he basically sent lots of patients who had something. Again, I'm not sure what COVID was. If you read my book, Masking the Truth, how COVID-19 destroyed civil liberties and shut down the world, as afforded by Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you'll know the whole story there. So I'm not sure what it was, but at any rate, he subjected these people in nursing homes who are already in precarious positions. Most people know not to go visit an elderly person if you have a cold or anything, because they're more susceptible to being serious there. But something happened in there, and a bunch of people died in the nursing homes because of it. So he survived it, of course, although he did resign. I guess you could say it was pressure to resign because of that. So finally, he's going to be testifying that. I don't expect him to be taken to task for anything, because these people usually don't have anything happen to them. And this story is that interests me. I'm sure you've heard about the in the sanctuary city of Chicago, these Venezuelan gang members. And I just find this fascinating that they've taken over an apartment complex there. And if you look at some of the statements, I guess the governor, made the statement that basically he poo-pooed any concerns about it. Said almost basically said it's fake news. The mayor was very specific about, hey, this is happening. We have videos of it. And again, like everything else in today's world, even though you have a video of something, that's not good enough. Now, who are you going to believe? Your lying eyes or the state-paid propagandist? So this is again the way of the world, and what we're seeing in the madness now. Local law enforcement is apparently not going after. You know, they're suspecting, you know, Venezuelan gang members of committing crimes there, but they're not going after them. And these are the same people, of course, who you know who will shoot somebody, you know, with a busted taillight when they have a traffic stop, or send a SWAT team raid, you know, to somebody's home, sometimes the wrong home, and end up shooting them, shooting their dog, shooting their kids, shooting innocent bystanders. So they're not reluctant normally to go after anyone, but they are reluctant in the case of illegal immigrants. We know that from ICE on down. They just don't want to do anything about it. Now, you can, your guess is as good as mine as what, but I think it's logical to assume that these are orders from high because they want this stuff happening. But what kind of a society wants to have gang members from another country who are here illegally, who didn't enter legally, like the other millions that are here illegally, wants them here taking over, an apartment complex? What about the people that live there? If governance should have any reason at all to exist, it has to be able to step in and protect the rights of residents in those cases. But apparently they're not doing that. And my guess is maybe, you know, they'll be out on the street and they'll find themselves in tent cities or something, but it's disgraceful. I don't know what will happen there, but all politicians should be talking about it, but I guess we want to hear, you know, Kamala Harris has to say. My guess is she's fully in lockstep with the Venezuelan, probably some of her most faithful voters. And a sad story, Kelly Osborne is leaving the United States over school shootings. Now, that's a tough blow, losing Kelly Osborne, and she's meant so much to our culture. The entire Osborne family has, you know, Ozzy Osborne, Sharon Osborne. I mean, these are just, you know, top of the line people, brilliant. So Kelly Osborne, she's not leaving for once. Now, give her credit. She's a little more original than most of the celebrities. She's not leaving over Donald Trump, perhaps getting attaining the presidency again. That's what most of the celebrities claim. Of course, they never do, but they all threaten to. And it's like they don't remember their previous threats, you know. But she's going to leave the United States over school shootings. So I guess she's, says I would move back to England, but not until my baby's old enough to go to school there, because that's where we want him to go to school. Okay, well, I don't blame you for not wanting your child to go to American schools. But again, okay. Hold on a second, folks. Okay, I had to kill the video. Apparently, we had a problem there. But anyhow, so that's some of the news there. And we already have a couple callers lined up. So talk about anything you want. Love talking with you. Let's talk to Varen in New York. You're on the air, Varen.
Hi, Don. Nice to, you know, hear from you again. I'm a longtime fan. First, I want to congratulate you on your new book. I'm waiting for it in the mail. I can't wait to read it and see what's new in there. I know the end of it in history. I think you almost got up to the 2016 election, but not quite. So I don't know. I feel like that's kind of like the key to unlocking what's going on right now. Because, you know, I've been following your Trumpenstein project for a while now. And I know in many ways it's sort of collapsed and, like, reformed. And it's gone, you know, it's undergone a great evolution. But, you know, Assange was actually, we know he took the plea deal recently. And he was, like, the dark horse in, like, that whole affair. So I just don't know. I mean, I feel like unlocking that mystery would help us understand the Trumpenstein project more. I mean, it's clearly split down the middle. We have partisan lines, you know, the left blaming Russia and the right kind of pushed the Seth Rich theory for a while. So I don't know. I was wondering if you could, like, maybe speak to that, and especially with, like, recent news about Assange and, you know, how that could be shaping up, like, for this election. And I mean, I think we are seeing, like, an insider effort to kind of, I don't want to say help Trump, but definitely at least build more transparency, like with the whistleblowers exposing Tulsi's terror watch list, and obviously Zuckerberg coming out lately with actually admitting about, you know, succumbing to pressure from the Biden administration. So you know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I don't know. I wonder if you could, like, speak to that a little bit.
Well, thanks, Eric. First of all, thanks for being interested in my books. And I hope you enjoy American Memory Hole, How the Court Historians Promote Disinformation. That was just published the 27th officially, so you should be getting it soon. I appreciate that. It's kind of the third volume of Hidden History, basically. And it's a combination of Hidden History and Crimes and Cover-Ups. It covers everything from stuff from the founding of the Republic. We talk about judicial review, Thomas Jefferson, all the way through 9/11, basically. And you're talking about the 2016 election, and I'm also working on a book. It's probably going to end up being a book just on Trump, because there's just, it's basically Hidden History 4, but Trump is such a story to himself, and there's so much there, especially when you look at the attempted shooting last month. That's a whole other, there's so many things questioned. So 2016, and certainly the 2020, his presidency, January 6th, in itself, but things changed with the 2016 election. It's hard to remember, you know, Hidden History went through the Obama year. Trump wasn't even mentioned in the, because it wasn't foreseen that he was going to be, you know, such a big part of politics. And I don't think any of us see him becoming the voice of the face of the opposition. And to have millions and millions of people committed to him, why, you know, many millions, at least as many, hate him more than any figure in world history, I think, has ever been hated. I mean, pick whoever you want, Hitler, whoever. I don't think anybody matches the hatred you see for Donald Trump now from millions of people. So that's its own story. But you're right. I think change, I never in a million years would have predicted that Donald Trump would have been the president in 2016. I would have bet every penny I owned on Hillary Clinton, the queen of the deep state, you know, the queen of the swamp. I thought for sure this is okay. This is a payoff. You know, she's had a lifetime, you know, life, a long career of corruption. So, you know, this is her payoff. But for that to be, you know, to get instead Trump to, I never, especially given his revolutionary rhetoric, but, you know, we saw pretty soon that obviously he wasn't living up to what he said. And now here he is, he's still around after the 2020 debacle, which was obviously full of fraud. And we still really don't know what happened there, but we know whatever it was, it wasn't an honest electoral process. And however it is, people shouldn't be sitting in prison. And some of them still awaiting due process over 3 years later. Some of them sentenced to draconian, you know, as many as 22 years for expressing their constitutional right. And these people, as far as I know, none of them committed acts of violence. So, but this is all related, again, to Donald Trump and what he's done to the political process. And that was the 2020 election. But you're right, since 2016 was certainly, I mean, I don't know that we certainly could have said things about the 2012 election or 2008, whatever, but it wasn't anywhere near the kind of obvious fraud that we've had in the last few elections, the 2022 midterms. You know, don't forget those too. Lots of fraud there. So I don't know why the Republicans, especially why they are trusting the process in 2024. There's absolutely no reason to trust it. I think if Trump assumes the presidency again, it's because they want him to. And the only reason I can think they want him to is if they want to bring the country down completely, because I think that's what would happen. I think the cities would really burn. And I'm not sure what would happen. It wouldn't be pretty, but I think that's the only reason he would be back in. But I stopped making predictions after Trump in 2016. I have no idea what they're going to do. For all I know, they'll bring Hillary Clinton at the last minute. They, you know, I don't go to their meetings, unfortunately. So, is anything else there? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I mean, that's very interesting. I will say right now, what we're seeing with the Biden administration, the only comparison I can see in recent history is Nixon's plumbers. When you have like this overt, I guess like disregard for civil liberties, specifically against like political opponents. And I mean, obviously, the American people suffer from that, too. And I don't know, do you see that connection at all? And, like, do you think that there could be, like, an internal kind of, like, coup happening to kind of remove Biden and Harris, who have outlived their usefulness, perhaps?
Well, I think what happened to Biden bears all the earmarks of a coup. But, again, I don't know, because so much of this is scripted and for show. But, you know, from the outside, it looks like Biden didn't know this was happening, and he was taken by surprise. You know, he didn't make an announcement like LBJ did in 1968. He didn't go to television and talk about it. Instead, he issued a statement that wasn't even on White House stationery. People that looked at it said it wasn't his signature. I really don't know. I assume he knows what's going on. Maybe he doesn't still, because he's obviously got something going on there. I can't believe they're going with Kamala Harris, but I can't believe anything they do. I can't believe they went with Biden in 2020. So I think they're just at this point, maybe they're just playing mind games with people. But I have no idea what's going to happen. The only prediction I ever make is that whatever happens in electoral politics, it won't be for the benefit of the people. I've got a couple other callers, Farron. Anything else real quick?
No, that's it, Don. Thank you so much. I look forward to reading your book. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Farron. I appreciate your support. Brady in Arizona, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Did you see that they're actually sending the Hell's Angels to take care of the Venezuelan gangs in Colorado right now? But I'd also like to see the Hell's Angels go wherever they bring Cuckoo Kamala's bus tour. I think their first stop is in Florida, right by Trump's home there by Palm Beach. Their first stop with the magical bus tour with her and Tim Mall. We need to get down there wherever that bus is stopping in all 50 cities or wherever she's going to. Let's just have a big old biker rally, Bikers for Trump there show up, and we'll see how much fun we can have.
Well, that will... That is interesting. You know, it shows you how bad things are. I mean, the Hell's Angels here are going to be riding to the rescue. So that's interesting. Hell's Angels versus the Venezuelan gangs. I think they'll probably, I would guess the average Venezuelan gang member would probably be more frightened of them than they would be the police, especially since the police seem to be reluctant to do anything about them. But who knows? I mean, if there are not enough of them there to really have a tremendous show of force, I can see them calling the National Guard out to attack the Hell's Angels. I mean, I don't know whether, because they really seem committed to this agenda of bringing immigrants in and just apparently letting them have people's apartments. So, but I don't know what you use. It is an interesting story. I'll give you that. How many Hell's Angels do they think are going to show up?
I'm sure there could be thousands if they wanted. There's how many across the country. I just don't understand. You know, right now, our army's not even really in this country. It's run by NATO, and we're resorting to biker gang to take care of American politics. You know, it's just absolutely insane what we've reverted to right now. And the thing is, when they talk about bring back the militia and bring back the posses of the old cowboy days, yeah, that is a feasible thing that should be done at this moment in time. Everybody needs to pick up their rifle and get acquainted with how to shoot that gun. But it's time to bring back the posse of the old days. You know, our cops aren't protecting us. You know, you saw what happened in Minneapolis under George Floyd. We're heading back to those days really quickly. The border's completely overrun. And then you have Governor Gavin Newsom in California giving $150,000 loans to the immigrants. They don't have any interest on the payments. They don't even have to make any payments until that house resells. Who knows in the future, maybe 30 or 40 years later. So that's what we're up against. They're giving houses away now in California, and they're not charging any rent for the immigrants, or they don't have to pay anything back.
Yes,
so,
disgraceful.
We are in a big pickle right now.
No, you are, and it's absolutely disgraceful. You have American citizens, including veterans, that are living on the street, and housing is so expensive. Rent is not to mention home ownership, but just rent is so expensive all across the country. And I'm sure every American citizen would like to have that deal, to be able to live somewhere like that free. But you know, we've already seen that when they've let the immigrants stay in the 5-star hotels. Well, you have or in school gyms. As far as I know, no one has ever suggested that if citizens were homeless, ever be put up in 5-star hotels. I think you'd probably have a great public outcry about it. But I like the idea. I mean, I'd like to see the Hell's Angels go to the border I mean, especially if they can be successful at this, you're right. We apparently we had the world's most powerful military, but we're unable to protect our border, and we can't go. So Hell's Angels could be the answer if there's enough of them, because they have a reputation, and I think they will strike fear in the hearts of most people. So who knew? I never thought of them as the good guys, but doing here, they look right now that the roles have changed. So I hope they're successful, and it'll be interesting to see how they're portrayed in the media. I'm sure they'll be demonized.
Well, hopefully maybe they won't be demonized. Maybe we can deputize them.
Yeah. I think there's I think it's a great idea, Brady. Anything else? I got another caller on the line here.
You know, and one thing when you're talking about, this is a good thing on the northern border, talking about, I'm in Arizona here, and I see all the fake numbers that they're giving you, the people crossing over. But there was a little story yesterday on the New Hampshire border, on the northern part there where they were crossing over. And guess how many people that they stopped crossers invaders in last year? Zero.
Know.
Zero.
The
whole area is secure, just like the Minnesota crossing over there from Minnesota right into Winnipeg. You just drive over there. That's a great crossing point. Or you can come here down by San Diego here or Yuma, and you can just walk around the open fence or walk right under. Thank you, Kamala. You're great.
Well, you're right in the heart of it there, Brady, and I hope what do you think of Carrie Lake? Is she going to run again? I mean, I'm sure you're probably disappointed. I think she cheated out of the governor's race as well. What's your thoughts on that?
The Carrie Lake situation, I was hoping that Trump would have made her his VP, but I do see Carrie Lake being president of this country one day. I really do. And whatever it takes to keep her involved, either with the governor or in the Senate here, that's what needs to be done. But as you can see, this state is corrupt. I'm in Arizona here, and I watch all the stuff that's even going on for these primaries right here. And this lady Ansari, who's just a MAGA hater, you got these people coming on TV here in the Phoenix News just saying, I am a MAGA hater. I hate Trump. And they let this stuff on the TV. I'm blown away. I've been in Arizona now for 15 years. I still haven't seen one Biden sign or Obama or anything. This state is completely run by the Mexican cartels. And
okay, Brady, we have to pause for a break here. Thank you very much for the call. Chance in West Virginia, hold on. We'll get to you after the break. You're listening to the Power Hour.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Discover the benefits of vitamin B17 and its potential role in supporting overall health and well-being with our Power Hour partner, Richardson Nutritional Center. Their natural bitter apricot seeds and vitamin B17 capsules have high levels of B17, also known as amygdalin, which is a naturally occurring compound found in plant-based sources. At Richardson Nutritional Center store, they prioritize your health and satisfaction. Their Laetril vitamin B17 capsules are carefully manufactured under strict quality standards to ensure purity and potency. Buy Laetril B17 capsules or bitter apricot seeds today and embark on a natural journey towards wellness. To order, visit thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, or call us at 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We are what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe, and how we think. However, it is most important how we think so that we make the appropriate decisions on what we eat, drink, and breathe, says Dr. Eric Llewellyn, Holistic Advisory Board member of the Royal Society of Health in the UK. Only Grown by Nature offers true, organic, whole food supplements that have been proven by multiple peer-reviewed studies to be superior in not only absorption, but retention, and most importantly, utilization within our bodies. The marketing is supported by a foundation of truth in supplementation. Grown by Nature offers and delivers to you and your body whole food nutrients that are lacking in today's diets. To order, call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Power Hour. It's Don Jeffries here with you. We're taking calls again, so please, I love hearing from people. 844-769-2944, press 1, 844-769-2944. Again, remember that the Power Hour is a 100% listener-supported platform. Without your support, we wouldn't exist. To make a donation, please visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829. We have Chance in West Virginia been waiting patiently. Chance, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Don Meister.
How are you?
How are you?
Okay, I listen to you every Monday on Jeff Frenz. As a matter of fact, I'm basically down to just listening to Jeff Frenz and Hal Turner. I get everything I need to know, mostly from them two guys. Everybody else, I can't stand the repetitive, you know, gobbledygook dialogue you hear on too many other shows. You know, isn't it ironic that we have to depend on the Hell's Angels to come to our aid rather than law enforcement? What does that tell you?
Yeah, it says a lot about, I mean, I've written very critically about law enforcement. I think one of the main mistakes that conservatives today have, I don't understand the continuing love affair that the right has with law enforcement.
Maybe it's time we remove the American flags from our property and put up Hell's Angels flags instead. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I've never thought of Hell's Angels as good guys, but I mean, you know,
me
some
neither,
of these groups
but apparently
are...
they're coming to our aid. See, let me tell you something, Don.
Yeah.
Once now, I hear a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't care what's going on over in the Middle East," but let me tell you why I tune into press TV occasionally. I'll tell you why. Because what how I see the world reacting to innocent Palestinian women and children being murdered by the thousands, I see a parallel of what's going to happen here to us. Everybody's going to act the same way while we're in the crosshairs. I see that parallel.
Yeah, well, certainly. I again, we know we're really kind of the Israeli question now is. I never thought it would be so much in the forefront as we're seeing it now. But I think it's gotten out there with people like Kanye West early on, and now Candace Owens, who has become. I mean, Candace Owens has gone from a kind of garden variety conservative who was unique in that she was a black woman. Very well spoken, but she is getting more and more radical. I mean, she is talking about Jewish
what
power all the time.
What makes
Americans
about. Think that if the world sits by and watches innocent women and children being murdered in another country, that it can't happen here? This is what blows my mind.
Well, certainly, and that's why, you know, when people talk about not just what Israel's doing in Gaza, which they've been doing off and on for a very long time with our support, and, you know, our blood is on that as well, because we're the ones that provide them with the weapons. We're the ones that finance that. But with everything the American military has done, in my book, American Memory Hole, talks about, you know, a lot. It's just out now. You'll read more and more about atrocities that we committed, you know, going back to the Mexican-American War, before the Civil War, and of course during the Civil War, they refined that art under the Union troops. But we saw the same thing in World War I, World War II, all the way through what you saw in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they, you know, they threw Bradley Manning in jail for a long sentence because he revealed some of those videos of what they were doing to civilians through Julian Assange. And, you know, many Americans weren't. They didn't react much to that. They didn't care. And I'm still waiting for the videotapes that supposedly exist, according to Seymour Hersh. And I called Seymour Hersh when I was writing American Memory. I actually answered the phone, but he wouldn't talk about it because he's the one that claimed there are videotapes of U.S. troops raping little Iraqi boys in front of their screaming mothers. He said, when you see this, everything's going to go down. And he claims I've heard nothing else about it. Not that anybody would want to see that, but the American people should know, obviously, something like that's going on the next time they're told to support the troops. So if you see that this kind of stuff is going on, playing soccer with decapitated heads, I mean, we know that this went on in Iraq and Afghanistan. Why wouldn't they, if they're turned the same people with that kind of lack of morality onto the American public, I don't think they'd hesitate to do this kind of things with us. And you're already seeing in the militarized police forces, in many cases, you see the way they treated the January 6th people in terms of how they, as opposed to how they treated the BLM and Antifa protesters during the summer of 2020, when they were literally burning down cities in the mostly peaceful protests, killing people, attacking cops, all that stuff that didn't go on January 6th. And they stood down. They let them do whatever they wanted. They let the buildings burn. So I don't know how anybody at this point can say the police are on your side. I don't want to hear that nonsense from the right anymore. They're not. They've proven decisively. You may have individual cops, but the police, law enforcement as a whole, just like the FBI, unfortunately, the right is seen through the FBI now. They know they're not on your side. Law enforcement is not on your side because they're enforcing the law, the corrupt law, that you know, we're living under this totalitarian, authoritarian nightmare. I'm sorry, go ahead. Any other points? Chance, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Is Chance there?
Hello?
Yeah, he's there. He's there.
Okay, yeah, Chance, any other points you want to make?
Yeah, if you can hear me, there's nobody on the American people's side. The American people are alone. They're going to be alone just like the Palestinian women and children when the crap hits the fan. It's a sad reality, but I see the parallel.
Yeah, no, I do too. And I don't think there's any reason to think that. Who's going to stop it? You know, that's why I have lots of supporters who are anarchists. And I used to, you know, be opposed to anarchy. I had, you know, logical arguments against them. You have to have some kind of order. But I don't have an argument for them anymore because I don't know what.
Yeah, well, I say if the Hells Angels are going to come to the aid of the American people, start raise a Hells Angels flag on your property instead. Thank you, Don.
Oh, thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Don. Hey, I want to give you a shameless plug. I am reading your Hidden History book right now, and it is excellent. People ought to get that, and I will definitely be getting the American Memory Hole book.
Oh, that's great to hear.
I'm on the Clinton years chapter right now. You know, mm-hmm. and by the way, pardon?
Conspiracy Central is what I call that. Yeah.
Oh, geez. It's just, you know, and the media wonders why the mainstream media wonders why we rejected him. Geez. Well, during the break, Jay, it did the commercial about Laetrile. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I believe you said it was during the Reagan years that they suppressed that and wouldn't let it be sold, but yet Reagan used it for his cancer.
Yes, secretly they treated him with cancer, with Laetrile in the White House. Yeah, we didn't find out about that until years later. Well, it was illegal for everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a really excellent book, Don, and thank you for writing it. Now, is there one between another sequel or addition to this first Hidden History between this and the Memory Hole?
Yes. This is Memory Hole. American Memory Hole is basically the third, is Hidden History 3. For some reason, the publisher doesn't want me to use the numbers. So you have Hidden History, and then there was Crimes and Cover-Ups in American Politics, 1776 to 1963. That one has a foreword by Ron Paul. Very honored that he wrote the foreword to that. And that's kind of the prequel to Hidden History. That goes back to the earlier, it goes from the start of the Republic, concentrates a lot on Lincoln. You'll learn a lot about the tyrant Lincoln there and the way he conducted the war and his assassination, a lot about FDR and Woodrow Wilson, all the way up through the 1950s, right up until before the Kennedy assassination, which is what Hidden History starts with. The American Memory Hole is the third volume, but it's kind of a combination of the first two, Hidden History and Crimes and Cover-Ups. So because we go back and I talk a lot about judicial review and how Thomas Jefferson fought against that. And I'm trying to bring that. I think I'm the first one to talk about it since Thomas Jefferson, but the people realize how awful judicial review is and how it usurped the Constitution, the separation of powers early on. And we still see it's a flip. When you look at the lawfare that's going on, all the unfair prosecutions, it all revolves around judicial review and how they gave the judiciary extra power early on, and they didn't stop. And so it has a lot of that, and more about Lincoln, Mexican-American War, lots more about Wilson and FDR, how he invented council culture, and also the modern stuff. We have lots more 9/11, Oklahoma City, JFK assassination, and JFK Jr.'s, what I think his assassination. I believe they assassinated him as well.
Well, you're right about the... there's a guy that spent 20 years in the NSA that's done, Mike Gatti, that's done a lot on history, the founding, the revolution and the founding fathers, or so-called founding fathers. Most of them are founding crooks, actually, because he goes back and he reads their letters between each other just prior to the Constitutional Convention and trying to get it ratified. And they were planning a monarchy, only they wanted to be the monarchs. And the Judiciary Act, he says that Washington knew it was unconstitutional, that they didn't have the right to give the judiciary that power. the Supreme Court. And that's one of the biggest problems. Like some ad I've heard run is they've given nine people now on the Supreme Court lifetime. And they can just refuse to hear a case. I mean, they only take so many cases a year.
And no, you're right. You're right about now. I don't know which founders you're talking about, but they're from the beginning. And crimes and cover-ups, I go into this in detail. You know, in the early parts of the Republic, there was a battle between two sections. And the founders that I particularly love, led by Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Thomas Paine, George Mason, these were the ones I think were the real deal, that wanted to have a limited government. And most of those people didn't want the Constitution. They preferred the Articles of Confederation, which gave much less power to the central government. So there was a battle even there. And what made the Constitution palatable was the Bill of Rights. And that's the reason it's under attack today. Without the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, is not anything to write home about. But the bill and the separation of powers, and as you noted, early on, the separation of powers was shattered by John Marshall, the first Chief Justice of the United States. And Jefferson and some of his supporters were the only one protesting it. And so I think that, in my book, Crimes and Cover-Ups, we talk about the battle between the Jeffersonians and the Hamiltonians. And the Hamiltonians were the ones that won decisively. They swayed Washington and everyone else to their side, the Federalists at the time. And they wanted a central bank, which would eventually culminate in the Federal Reserve. Jefferson hated the idea of a central bank, and that was one of the big battles. And also Hamilton wanted to, he was the father of debt. He was the father of the national debt. You look around at the national debt, you can thank him as go up to his Broadway play and thank him for that, because he was the one who came up with the idea that the federal government should assume all of the individual states' war debt from the War for Independence, and nobody else wanted to do that. So you can see there was a battle, an ideological battle from the beginning, and unfortunately the wrong side won, and that's been the story, throughout the history of our country. And that's what my books show, is that the wrong people win over and over again, and the people lose because of that.
Yes. When they had the Constitutional Convention, and they didn't want the state legislatures ratifying it. They wanted the people to be able to vote on it, because they knew that they could not get the state legislators to ratify that, because it was giving up state power. And yeah, you ought to interview Mike Gatty on your radio program, because he's read a lot of these letters. And like he said, go ahead.
No, that's, I'm making a note. Mike Gaddy, G-A-D-D-Y?
Yes. Yes, and he has a show on RBN. You could go to the RBN website and how to get in touch with him. But he said that after the Bill of Rights was passed, I believe he said that the Senate, their proceedings said that those were powers of the government. But did you know that on the Constitutional Convention, that they swore those guys to secrecy for 50 years, that they weren't?
I go into that a lot in American Memory Hall. We talk about the secrecy, and it was Jefferson, again, was arguing against it, and you can really see how the founders, in the very beginning, there was a side that was the Federalist side that wanted, weren't true to the credo, the consent of the governor and all that stuff, and that's why I still love Jefferson so much. If you read him, I hope Mr. Gatty doesn't include Jefferson in that, because he was, I believe...
they've gotten into a little bit, especially between, you know, when he was president. But, yeah, Jefferson's kind of a mixed bag, but he had his faults, too. But he was certainly a lot better than Washington or Madison or Adams or some of those others, and particularly Hamilton. But anyway, I've talked long enough. I appreciate it, and well, I'll definitely be getting the other books.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I appreciate that, and I hope you enjoy it. And check out Crimes and Cover-Ups, too. It's a prequel. I think you'll like that
as
well. Yeah,
definitely.
Anyway. Thanks so
and
much
I'll
for
probably,
the call.
I'll donate them to my little local library, too, when I get done.
Oh, that's you can do that, or you could just you could keep them and you could ask them to buy it. That's what I tell people all the time. You know, other than Masking the Truth, my COVID book, that's been shadow banned, and they've done special things with that. But the libraries have been pretty good to my other books. They're in hundreds of libraries around the world, so most of the time, there's a good chance if you go and ask them to purchase it for their collection. They'll usually do it. And a lot of times they buy multiple copies. So obviously I like that because it gets into more hands of more readers. But whatever you do would be appreciated. And I appreciate you reading and doing that
All right.
as well.
Thanks.
Thank Bye. You, Sherry. Appreciate it. Take care. So, okay, we have 10 minutes left. So if there's still time, if you want to call, we can fit another call in here. It's 844-769-2944. But so let's talk a little bit about American Memory Hole. That's the book that out there, American Memory Hole, How the Court Historians Promote Disinformation. And it has so much information in it. It's definitely my most complex book in terms of it, because it's a combination of the first two books, Hidden History and Crimes and Cover-Ups. So we do have a nice examination of judicial review, which I think people will be fascinated by. I mean, that's, if you're wondering, that's judicial review allows, for instance, when you look at the immigration problem, when you had, California, very different type of California in 1994, passed Proposition 187, which was to very logically and reasonably ban illegal immigrants from getting any government benefits, which is the main reason they come here. So this is something our political leaders ought to do. And it passed overwhelmingly. Well, what happened? Because of judicial review, the judiciary has the right to interpret the law. So this referendum passed by the people goes to a federal judge, and she says it's unconstitutional. That's it. That's the end of it. So, again, the people don't prevail. We have a caller. Okay, Mike in Montana, you're on the air.
Yeah, actually, I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska, but I'm down here on a working vacation. Good morning. Excellent show, you guys. Yeah, I just wanted to say I hope everybody's prepared for October, because we're going to cut off the cash cards for the 20 million that have crossed, 20 or 30, and who knows how many were already here. I mean, being from California, a contractor, Southern California, I'm well aware of Jimmy Carter's illegal rush to cross the border to fill the union jobs that were falsely, when we went on strike down there, the union, they wanted to get an enormous amount of money. We said, hey, what's going on here? We don't want this much money. You're gonna break everybody. Sure enough, they broke everybody. They brought in the illegals to do all the drywall on the track jobs in Southern California, and that opened up the floodgates. You can't go anywhere and get a job down there if you're white, except unless you're an owner. If you're an owner of a framing company, yeah, you're probably doing pretty good right now, because California is on a building boom for the illegals. But October, to me, is the deadline. If you're not prepared by then, it's over, because I think they're going to cut the cards off on Halloween. And they're going to tell them to go down. They're going to leave their phones on, millions of them. They're going to leave their phones on and say, meet up at the local box store. We're going to fill your cards up and wait for the signal. Wait for a call. Wait for your message on your phone. And when that doesn't happen, there's going to be pre-planted thousands of mercenaries salivating to loot. And there they go. Then that's going to start. And when it doesn't happen, their cards aren't refilled, the mercenaries are going to bust the storefronts, And that's why Walmart actually designed like prison to kind of prevent some of that, but it's not going to work. And every storefront in every swing state is going to be busted, looted, burned to the ground. Martial law called on just the local states, just the local swing states, not the whole country. It's real easy to do martial law state by state, no problem. But to do the whole country, a massive undertaking that they're already too late for. So if they don't, if they can't steal the vote electronically, they're going to stop the vote, in my opinion. And everybody better get their beans, their fuel, stock up right now. Silver, you can't eat silver. Yes, you could trade for it, but I guarantee you, if you want silver, buy food, because people will be begging for food. They'll give you 100 ounces for 10 pounds of meat. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a nightmare. And October is always bad in Chicago in October. Famous for burning the town down. Well, I guarantee you, this Halloween, I would not let my kids go out on the street. You might not get them back. The parents might be jumped, knifed, kids grabbed. I mean, come on, this is an evil holiday. And I'm telling everybody, beware of October. That's the deadline.
Well, Mike, it's hard to argue with you. And, you know, people have been talking about kind of a, you know, an ominous situation like this for a long time. I don't know what they're planning to do. It's just hard to believe that, because when you have 70 to 80 million people, as you do, at least, that are awake to some degree, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. We're not going to go back to sleep, no matter how many millions of people buy this stuff. So it's going to reach critical mass. At some point, there's going to be a tipping point, and the other side is going to realize, okay, it's fight or flight. You know, we have to do something. We can't continue to take this. When you have, you know, illegal immigrants coming in and being, you know, allowed to take over apartment complexes and Hell's Angels, is your only hope to try to combat that. It's unreal. But I finish up real quick, because we only have a few seconds left. So go ahead and finish up what you want. We got to go.
Well, I'm just saying this. Wait till they take over the police stations. We're going to be screwed in the sheriff stations. They can't get out of their damn thing. But I'm just saying, when you have 1,000 illegals standing in front of a polling center, a polling booth place, a polling location, there's not going to be one mama in the world with their little babies in the carriage that wants to vote. They're not going to cross that line.
I hear you, Mike. We got to go. Okay, take care. Thank you for the call. Thanks, everybody, for the call. Please follow me on Substack, Donald Jeffries at Substack.com. I protest. That's the only place I'm not shadow banned. Thanks for having me on. I hope you enjoy the show. Take care, everybody.
Is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.